UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Tim Sullivan, Courier Journal.
Tim may have to unmute.
Okay, we can come back to Tim.
And James Strebel.
Let's try Lucas Allback, Courier Journal.
Lucas, maybe the mute button as well. Must be a courier thing with Lucas and Tim.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Back here on a Thursday, Rick Bozich will join us. He's from WDRB at about 4:30, at about 5:30, I should say, here on The Take. It's ESPN 680 105.7. Hey, Baptist Health would like to express their deepest gratitude to all healthcare workers, emergency services personnel, and the many community volunteers who are selflessly serving our communities day in, day out. And a reminder, it is Nurse Appreciation Week. So be sure to give a special thanks to any nurse you know, as we should be extra thankful for all they do for the sick. Is that what you're doing? Your wife's a nurse?
Yes. She received
What are you guys doing? Anything?
Well,
he did it again, Mitch. All right, there's a story.
There's no story.
You clammed up immediately. You got nervous. You looked at your watch. You grabbed your cup. You did all your tells that there's something there.
This Wake Forest guy's going to crush you.
No, yeah. He's not. No, he's not.
He's not. I don't know if we call him. I'm scared.
I'm not.
Yeah, you're just going to start yelling about stats. Oh, the last time you made the tournament was 2010.
I've got it. We're good.
You Wake Warrior, big guy.
I feel very confident.
You need to lead with, hey, big guy.
I will.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'm very confident.
Go ahead. Nurse Appreciation Week.
It's... Everything's taken care of, like, because Mother's Day Sunday and everything.
Oh,
so
yes.
I've got
boy, it's a big week for you.
Yeah, Mother's
you
Day
had Cinco
Sunday.
De Mayo.
Yes,
a little alone time on Monday, a little
yes.
Mother's Day on Sunday, and then the entire week is Nurse Appreciation Day.
Week,
that's
yes.
a big week in the Strebel household.
Absolutely,
we mean everything's taken care of. Do you not want to say because it's a surprise or what? I'm confused.
I almost made a joke because of the other night about the appreciation, but I
she already got her appreciation.
Yeah, that was it. And I clammed up.
You did clam up.
I did. I clammed up. So
I thought about making that joke, too, maybe yesterday, but it was just kind of lame, and I just moved on. That was a lame joke, but it was okay. There you go.
That's why I paused, because I was getting ready to say it, and I was like, this is a terrible joke, and people are going to crush me for it. So I fumbled around.
There you go. Yeah, I don't know. What are people doing for Mother's Day?
It's tough.
You're stuck in the house for the most part, right?
It's this Sunday, May 10th.
Yeah, Mitch.
Oh, Jesus.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but I think the pressure's off you, Mitch.
It's not like you can go visit her.
Right. It's only on Sean.
Yeah.
Your mom's boyfriend. He's the only one that has the pressure on him. What do you think he'll do?
Or your sister? Is your sister at home?
That's a good question. I have no idea. I think she's still in college. I don't think she came home, even though she was like supposed to.
Okay, so she stayed wherever she's at.
Yeah.
All right.
James knows he's been trolling her on Facebook.
I have not.
I think I had 5 IPAs, and I think I accidentally befriended. And when I say accidentally, that's a lie. I think I may have befriended Mitch's sister on Facebook, but I don't think she's answered, because why would she know who I am?
Exactly.
She would just see my profile and go, who the bleep is this
and
guy?
And see that you're friends with Mitch. No, that would be it.
That might be it, but like think about that. Think about that. If that friend request arrives, and I don't even know Mitch's sister's name, but it arrives. What, Carolyn? What's her name? Susie? What's her name? I don't know. What's her name?
I'm not saying her name on air. Then that, okay. You got 30 other dudes that are going to try friend or on Facebook. But I guess they can look it up. I mean, Mitch, come on.
I mean, Earl Thomas had a gun pointed to his head when he was across town. He was across town with Snapchat women and got busted. You understand?
This internet, man, people will find out. They'll figure it out.
Now, for family stuff like that, you are in the wrong business. As you see around the office every single day with these animals. Every single day. You work with it, and then the listeners also. You see it on the UPS jobs text line at 437-968.
It's like being in another fraternity. It really is.
I mean, people make comments about, like my wife's appearance and stuff, and I'm like, how do you know what she looks like? And they'd go and they'd search for it on Facebook and stuff like that. They're like, Fable, you're ugly, and she's not. How did that happen? And I'm like, well, you know, I don't know.
I mean, I do love right now Mitch's Facebook post is this picture, and the bottom third is history made, the St. Louis Blues winning their anonymous Stanley Cup. But it's a picture of him looking so young and douchey. It's a picture of him and that soccer guy who came through town. I forget.
Oh, the scarf?
Yeah, of course. Yes, thank you. Yes, of course. Well, that's like saying, this NFL player was wearing a helmet?
Yeah.
That's not a younger picture. I mean, that was last year.
Was it really? Yeah. Who's the guy, the podcast guy? He's very popular.
Roger Bennett. He works for NBC Sports.
And then it's got a picture of you looking very young at, is that Everton Stadium? Yeah.
I think that was at Molly Malone's. I don't know. Ince was there. That's a funny story.
Shocker, really, was
it? No, Ince was there, but me and Ince didn't have that relationship like we have now. Like, I kind of knew who he was, and he kind of knew who I was. We didn't talk to each other that night, but we're there, like, the entire time.
So you all saw each other, and, like, did you, like, look at each other and kind of give that I know you look, and then you just decided, I'm not going to talk to him?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh.
That was very awkward.
Was Ence wearing cargo shorts?
Probably, and Manchester United top.
What they're doing with Fabregas isn't right. It's just not right.
I disagree.
It's just not right. It used to be the big red machine. Oh, God.
I had a similar run-in with Mitch at that baseball game. Like but Mitch actually came up and talked to me, so I do appreciate that, Mitch. Thank you.
Yeah, but I feel like we had a lot better relationship back then. Like at that point I ran multiple UK post game shows. When Ence was there, I only ran like one or two.
Yeah.
And watching a game with Ence is an experience.
It's
so you were a new employee watching Ence lose his mind on a Saturday afternoon.
He was complaining every
just
two
every
minutes.
Call. Every single call.
As much bluster as I show on the radio, like watching a game with me isn't bad, Mitch.
You're normal, dude. You drink, you cheer, it's the whole thing,
yeah,
right?
But I don't
Ence
melt
is
down.
An experience.
Yes. It's a roller coaster ride of emotions.
Texter says Mitch describing his relationship with Ence sounds like a one night stand on Laguna Beach. Texas says Strebel is going to embarrass himself when he calls into Wake Forest, and his son is going to have to call in and save him. Texas says the pressure is on round drunkie. Texas says Strebel appreciating his wife was just him fumbling around. Texter says Strebel's fumbling over his words badly. Texas says Round Daddy's wife would shoot Emily.
No, no one's getting shot.
Texas says, Jay Cutler, originally from Santa Claus, Indiana, home of Mark Blankenbaker. I bet Jay will be in Mark's pool before Diener. Put it up at ESPN 680. Who will be in Mark Blankenbaker's pool first, Jay Cutler or Drew Diener at ESPN 680? All right, before you put that up, all right, so we teased this for 4 o'clock, and it's 4:07. That's not bad for the take. We're doing pretty good here.
We are.
What Grossman sound do we have? Intern Crean, our good friend Jack Grossman.
So Jack joined a podcast and he retweeted the tweet, and the podcast was all about the Kentucky Derby, but it gave a hint that Crean told the story of his first kiss.
Okay, now that's a story that we don't have.
Yes.
So that's like content, and I want to believe that Big Easy asked him about this, right? At some point?
I mean, he had to.
I remember both of them being on and him at least asking about his first date.
Right.
And then,
he got stood up. He went to a movie theater. She didn't show up. He still went to the movie alone.
Right. And I think
the story.
He pressed a little more, but Jack wouldn't give anything.
And so he gave something to what podcast is this?
Central Time Zone.
Listen, I'm not making fun of these guys trying to
Green's
get their podcast.
Oh, Green's texting me now. I was asked about first date, not first kiss. Oh, he's mad. He's going mad. To be mad.
Hang on. It's the Central Time podcast. They have 50 followers.
Okay.
Episode 5, Jack Grossman discusses the Kentucky Derby.
I can't wait to hear this.
All right, go ahead and play it. Let's see.
I actually had my first kiss in the Kentucky Derby infield. Actually, the Kentucky Oaks infield.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So, I was in ninth grade. It was my first time. Yeah, which you can laugh about that as much as you want. It was my first time at the Oaks. So, the Oaks is always the Friday before Derby. So, I'm at the Oaks in ninth grade. I'm with some friends, and we made the mistake of we went way too early. We got there around like 11 a.m. The race isn't the actual Oaks race. They have races all day, but the actual Oaks race isn't until like 5:45, 6 p.m. So we got there again like 11 a.m. And my friends were like dog tired and ready to go by like 4 p.m. So we're like walking out of the infield, walking towards like the massive tunnel that you go under the track to get from the infield to the rest of the stands, which there's a lot of stories about that tunnel also, but as we're walking towards the tunnel, this girl that I have literally never seen before just starts running up to me and starts yelling, Jack, Jack, Jack. I'm like, who the f*** are you? And out of nowhere, I don't know how the hell this happens. It happens. And take my word for it, don't take my word for it, whatever. I have friends that vouch for this. She comes up, and we literally kiss for like a good 15, 20 seconds. And then she asked me to go with her, me being the stupid ninth grader I was and trying not to figure out a different way home from Churchill Downs that night, knowing that my friends were leaving. I declined, left with my friends, and I have never seen the girl since.
So you have no idea who this girl is. Like, to this day, you don't know who she is.
No idea.
All right, so that's inflammatory sound from one Jack Grossman on something called the Central Time podcast. You can find that, I'm sure, wherever you find all of your podcasts. Let's bring Big Easy. He's a lord over the show. He's not doing anything. He just dropped a deuce at the construction site and left that for the workers. He left a loaf for him, and that's where we find him at 4:10 right now. Yes. On the take. Big Easy, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm a little heated after hearing the very last 15 seconds of that story from Jack Gross.
I am too.
I can't. Well, here's what I'm mad about, though. I'm more mad at you, and that's because once upon a time, whenever I would be in the studio with you pre-corona, right?
Mm-hmm.
We would bring Jack on. We would do the little fake IU pregame show. And then I would needle around into his personal life and his experiences with girls in the past and how he's done and if he's in love and all that stuff. And you would scold me. You would scold me. You would call it harassing him about his past and about his about all the girls and all that stuff.
I would play good guy. I was just playing good guy.
Call it what you want. But now you're coming in. You're playing the same stuff that I was asking. You're playing that stuff on a podcast. I thought you were against this stuff, Mr. Good Guy.
No, I mean, listen, we've been talking about the love. I'm not against it. I was just playing good guy, and it got very sad. And as you were prying, he was obviously becoming uncomfortable, which was totally fine. But I guess I have pivoted. I'm inconsistent, and now I feel like I've been stabbed in the back. I mean, that's a historic story with a bunch of crappy Cubs talk and a bunch of nonsense that Grossman around the studio would have. He's making out with some chick at the infield, and I can't get that on the air? Come on.
You're gonna have to give me a quick synopsis. I literally heard the last 15 seconds. He said I think he said he kissed the girl.
Well, here, let's just play. Listen, it's this or Olivier Saar talk, and I'm getting close to the end of Olivier Saar. So let's go ahead. Let's play it again for Easy. I know it's like a minute. Let's play the entire thing. I figured Big Easy was listening to the show today.
Sorry,
I'm kidding, of course.
Remember, I was on the crapper at the construction site. Sorry.
This is true. Yeah. I have multiple problems with this show.
All right, go ahead and play it.
So we're like walking out of the infield, walking towards like the massive tunnel that you go under the track.
Play the entire thing, Mitch. Play the entire thing. Play it from the very beginning. I don't care if it's 2 minutes. Play the whole thing.
I actually had my first kiss in the Kentucky Derby infield. Actually, the Kentucky Oaks infield.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yes. So I was in ninth grade. It was my first time. Yeah, which you can laugh about that as much as you want. It was my first time at the Oaks. So the Oaks is always the Friday before dirt. So I'm at the Oaks in ninth grade. I'm with some friends, and we made the mistake of we went way too early. We got there around like 11 a.m. The race isn't – the actual Oaks race – they have races all day, but the actual Oaks race isn't until like 5:45, 6 p.m. So we got there, again, like 11 a.m. And my friends were like dog tired and ready to go by like 4 p.m. So we're like walking out of the infield, walking – towards like the massive tunnel that you go under the track to get from the infield to the rest of the stands, which there's a lot of stories about that tunnel also, but as we're walking towards the tunnel, this girl that I have literally never seen before just starts running up to me and starts yelling, "Jack, Jack, Jack." I'm like, "Who the f*** are you?" And out of nowhere, I don't know how the hell this happens. It happens. You can take my word for it, don't take my word for it, whatever. I have friends that vouch for this. She comes up, and we literally kiss for like a good 15, 20 seconds. And then she asked me to go with her, me being the stupid ninth grader I was, trying not to figure out a different way home from Churchill Downs that night, knowing that my friends were leaving. I declined. Oh, no. Left with my friends, and I have never seen the girl since.
So you have no idea who this girl is. Like, to this day, you don't know who she is.
No idea.
I'm so sad.
What's your reaction besides sadness?
I'm so sad.
Okay,
I'm so
in what ways, Big Easy?
I guess ninth grade, I get it. Here's two things that immediately came to mind. Number one, and I don't know who these guys are, whatever podcast he was on. I don't know. Does he know them well?
Yeah, it's a Central State guys. Yeah, they do a lot of indie. I think they're having Peegs.com on next week.
They're buddies of his. Buddies.
Yeah. Alex Bozich is in 2 weeks. He's talking about the dropping of Anthony Leal in the latest 24/7 down to 198 in the country. Right. The sharpshooter from Bloomington. Yes. Continue. Sorry.
He was awful comfortable just throwing out the F word. I mean, I mean, like, man, good for you. I mean, and I think that I'm not sure if that had more to do with he was comfortable with the people that he was on the podcast with, which is why I asked what the podcast was, or if what my first thought was is he's throwing the F bomb around, and it's because he got a little bit of the jolt of nostalgia that he got, that he felt that bravado from that day. Remember, he felt that, you know, just felt that jolt of energy or in other places, you know. And then the other thing, the first thing I thought is that he openly gave the hosts and anybody else listening the option to laugh at him for having his first makeout session as a freshman in high school. And I thought, I swear my first thought, well, hell, he's got Lachlan beat.
That's what I thought. That's exactly what the text line said. Here it is. That's exactly what the text line said, the exact same thing. Texter also says, what if the girl was setting Crean up for a prank if he went with her? Texter says, the Grossman story is creepy AF. Texter says, intern Crean had his first kiss way before Locke. Texter says, Crean beat Locke. Texter says, Crean is innocent, but he beat Locke. Texter says, hang on, let me find. Texter, here's this one. The show has fallen off the damn cliff. Who gives a bleep what the gross kid has ever done with a girl? That is literally the worst sound you've ever played. It's like listening to bleeping high school kids talk about nothing.
Well, that kid can go over to wherever, whatever. Tell him to go over DJX or hang it. You know, Kiss FM's over across the place.
The same guy said, "Do you guys want to hear about the time I blew it with a cute girl that was hitting on me at Circuit City?" Yes,
yes, we
That's
do.
That's exactly what I want to do. It's that or it's Olivier Saar waiver talk.
Yeah.
Could you? Yeah, please call in please. Right now. Yeah, this is the coronavirus coverage we need.
I have a story.
But wait, quickly before you have a story, what also goes on in the tunnel?
Every time I've gone through that tunnel, just a bunch of people screaming USA, USA, USA.
Yeah, I have a buddy that says things go down in that tunnel. I don't know.
I've been through that tunnel multiple times.
I have bad memories of claustrophobia in that tunnel.
Yes, hundreds of people at the same time.
Right. Go ahead with your story before we get Big Easy out of here. I'm sure he's very busy.
It's along the same lines. So I was a sophomore in college at Bellarmine.
You also have Lachlan beat, but you don't. That's all right.
My first makeout session was seventh grade. But so sophomore year at Bellarmine, I was working at UPS, so I was going through college, and I had to be at work at like 11. It was a night class at like 7 o'clock. It was Spanish, and there was a girl that was behind. She sat behind me in class. She's attractive girl, and she's like, you know, I just really don't get this Spanish, and you seem to have a pretty good grasp on it. Do you want to come back to my dorm room and help me study?
I hope. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
The next word out of your mouth, if it is not C, then I am disappointed in you.
Are you okay? Well, get ready.
I
told her, I said, I can't tonight.
Wait. Thank you, Big Easy, for explaining the joke. Thank you, Big Easy. I got it. C. Yes, we got it. And then,
well,
yes, we.
Some people would have
thank
gone,
you.
I know some people out there going, C. Why was
the letter C?
B-S-E-E. No.
Yes. Well, let them be stupid. Yes. Let them be stupid.
So I told her, I was like, yeah, I said, can we do it another time because I have to go into work tonight? And she gave me like the worst look. Like, are you? She looked at me like, are you an idiot? She's like, do you understand what this study session is going to involve? And at the time, I was very awkward, and I was like,
right, unlike now,
unlike now, unlike, I'm still very awkward.
Unlike now, right?
But I went to work, and then as I was on my way to work, it was in my head, and I was like, you just blew it, you big oaf. And she never talked to me again.
Good.
She
good.
Never talked
that
to me.
That makes
good
me
for
happy.
Her.
Yeah,
she never
yeah,
talked
she
to me
won
again.
There. Before we get out of here, we asked Locke. I think Diener and Blankenbaker have maybe chimed in. I have not chimed in, but I will. Your boy Strebel's having an issue at home. His son, Kellen, is at some point here going to need the talk, the birds and the bees discussion. He has a crush on Jennifer Aniston. He accidentally saw the striptease of her on, what was it, Meet the Millers?
We're the Millers. Yes.
I've never seen, I didn't know that movie existed, but I'm going to have to look up that particular scene, if you will. And so there you are. Do you have any, I don't know, do you have any pointers and anything you would like to add to the conversation?
He's nine?
He's eight.
Hmm. He's eight?
Yes.
Jeez. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think I would probably ask him to maybe elaborate, because I'm not so sure this is at 8 years old. I mean, unless he's got some freaky testosterone, I don't think there's eight years old doesn't sound like that's a big deal to me. Maybe have him elaborate a little bit more. And if it is super, if it is something after he elaborates that it's something like, oh boy, maybe I should have a talk then with him. Then I would just say, hey, bro, those are your feelings. They're natural. Enjoy.
Well, he's naturally a very inquisitive kid, so I just feel like there's going to be questions thrown at me here soon, and I just want
to be. It's good to be ready.
I want to be mentally prepared for when it happens. Yeah, I think it's going to happen soon.
I guess at 8 years old, my point is, I guess at 8 years old, I don't think they're the same questions that you're going to be expecting with the birds and the bees. It's just, hey, she's pretty. You know what I mean? And
these kids have internet now, Big Easy. Yeah. This is what you got to watch out for, man. The internet changes everything, man. Like, 2-year-olds can use an iPad. How young were your kids when they could – Remy, she could use an iPad when she was, like, what, like 2 probably? It's crazy.
Like 12 months old, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree with all of that. What I would say then – I mean, I don't have kids that age, right? But if I did, if I was putting those same shoes right now, there would be no questions from him. I would be asking a lot of the questions. Why did you do, or why do you think that? What else have you seen? What's the thing that has gotten you the most excited? What have you seen that's given you the most excitement? You know, where did
I'm
you
not
see
gonna
that
ask
at?
Him that.
And for you, Easy,
I can't do that.
And for you, Easy,
what do you mean you can't do that? He's 8 years old.
I can't ask him. Where do you get the most excited about these things? Tell me how you get excited. I'm not asking him those questions.
Yeah, you do. If you have any, if you think at all that this is something that you need to be having a serious talk with him about, then yeah, you do. You have to ask these questions.
He can ask me first.
Come on.
He'll broach the subject. I'm not starting to talk until he asks me. I'm not going to go. How do you get excited? What makes you excited?
No,
sit down
no,
and
no,
tell
no,
me.
No. That's not how you ask. You just say, hey, look, have you seen stuff like this before, or is this the first time? If so, where?
Okay.
Where are you looking? How can you know how? How have you been able to experience
access
this content in the past? I would like to know this stuff. You know, just get a feel of is this man, she's got a really pretty face, or holy crap, there's some stuff going on inside my body.
That's fair. Now I know where you're going.
I've known Big Easy for a while, and so like Big Easy's all up on technology. You understand? He's always got the newest and hottest thing.
Phone.
Not as good as you.
Streeble. I mean, it's got an iPad. Streeble. We got the same things. iPhone, iPad, iWatch.
Okay, so
we're balling.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're good. We're good. But I'm saying you're on my level at least. Okay, let's put it that way. Where was I going with this? But Streeble, he doesn't seem that way to me. Streeble looks and seems like the guy that might still have a magazine collection hid somewhere in the house.
No.
Does he not?
That's not true. No, there's nothing in the house.
Do you have a skull can under your nightstand?
No, I don't have
just
anything.
Checking, you know.
No, there's no.
Sometimes people got to keep that stuff away from their spouses. I don't have anything hidden.
Last thing for Big Easy, when he said, you know, what gets you excited, you guys continued the conversation, but I was going to say for Big Easy, it's the watch shot, and then I was going to kick him off the line and have Mitch kick him off the line, and that was going to be the end. All right, Zachary, get out of here. Appreciate it. We always need your help.
My watch shot rant is one of the best rants I've ever had on
it's good.
Air.
It's good. Yeah.
I'm just saying. But anyway, carry on.
And
my goodness, we have to have Crean on to explore this further, and I want to be a part of it when you do.
Okay, we will. All right, get out of here, Easy. All right, Big Easy with Zach McCrite, the mouth of the Midwest. Once had a pizza named after him at Tubby's Pizza in Jeffersonville, Indiana. So there you
go.
There is the breakdown. Let me, as I do Don Vito here, let me go ahead. What are we going
to
do with this Wake Forest guy?
I'm ready to go.
This guy that's taunting BBN. He's taunting Maddie Jones, Maddie Bangs.
So is Streeble calling him?
Okay, well, I think what we do is Streeble calls in, and we stream their show.
Okay.
I mean, what do you think, Mitch?
I just don't want to call the station. I'm being scared.
Why are you scared of these guys?
Yeah.
I'm not scared.
Listen, we are going to attack radio stations all over the country.
I've
made this known. All over the country.
Let's go for it.
Yes, we have to.
Absolutely.
Okay?
I'm on board.
Yes.
I got his number. I'll call
You're ready
him.
To go.
Yeah.
You have the call-in number.
Yeah, I've got it.
Round Daddy BBN. That's what they call him in BBN,
yep,
right?
That's what I'm gonna
he
say
may
I'm...
shy away from you because you're BBN.
Yes.
Or he might. It's one or the other. He's going to shy away from you, and you're going to be away from the show for a while, mm-hmm. or he's going to go right to you.
Yes, yes. Yeah, right? Yeah. Or
he's going to have David Glenn from the David Glenn Show on to talk about North Carolina basketball.
Here we go, yes.
So are you ready to do this then?
I'm ready.
All right, we will take a break. We'll put our heads together. We will do this on the other side. Don't call now because just in case he puts you through, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, so we'll do that. 437-9680. Olivier Sartok is coming your way next. I have a couple other things that I definitely want to get to. The NCAA response to Kansas is obviously going to be interesting, although I say, hey, I mean, NC State's the better example for Louisville, especially going through this independent council with the NCAA, because I mean Kansas has five level one violations.
Yes.
I mean they have five. They play. You know they played the guy. You know Brian Bowen never played for U of L. Let's take a break. Round Daddy becomes a star, a hero for BBN next. All right, and before Strebel does that, let me tell you about BJ Heating and Cooling, 812-283-7221. Find them online, bjheatcool.com. They are working for you right now, on call 24/7, 365. They've been around since 1984. They're trustworthy, affordable, all the state-of-the-art solutions for indoor temperature control. And obviously, you want to keep things up to speed. If your unit breaks, obviously, as it begins to get warmer, they're there to help you as we're all quarantined. Also, if you have those rooms, you know, might be a basement, might be an attic, whatever it is, that are difficult to cool down or heat up, they have you covered with the Bryant Mini Splits. The Bryant Mini Splits are quiet and they're efficient, and they avoid the installation of bulky ductwork. And right now, BJ Heating and Cooling, they're your local factory-authorized Bryant dealer. They have teamed up with Bryant Ductless Equipment, whatever it takes to make those uncomfortable rooms enjoyable again. Whether it be your home or business, give them a call today, 812-283-7221. It's BJ Heating and Cooling, bjheatcool.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
If it's Kentucky in Louisville, it will not be Louisville. It's not going to happen. No one's going to want to listen to Chris Mack's boring speech about, oh, come to the Ville, and you can play the pack line defense and go to Roosters with me.
And James Strebel.
Yeah, check out my – I have a beach house. Yay. You want to be coached up by
Dino Gaudio
and Luke Murray. We've got Bill Murray. You ever see Groundhog Day? Come to Louisville, big boy. Get out.
Big boy.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, it's a Thursday edition of The Take. Another hour and a half to go halfway through. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel hanging out with you. In an hour, Rick Bozich will join us. He's from WDRB. WDRB.com. The reason I'm laughing is I really do. There's part of me that just wants to keep the nonsense going. There's another part that knows we do need to serve the people that want their Olivier Sarr and their NCAA talk.
Yes.
And so it's tough serving two masters, and we did almost all sports in the first hour, but so far the 4 o'clock hour has been either perfect or it's fallen apart. And so that is where we are. And this next group of text is not going to help that.
Uh-oh.
The UPS jobs text line, 437-9680. And it's Mitch. Oh, Mitch,
well,
it's
I
you.
Do.
Here we go. Shooting guard. You may have not said shooting guard. You may have taken the O out and put the I in.
Oh. Really?
There's a number of people here. Did
All
Mitch
right.
just
I
say...
Pull the tape.
Bleeping guard in his sports center. It sounded like Mitch referred to McNeely as a bleeping guard. Texter Mitch just said cards offered 2021 bleeping guard. Oops. So that's coming down at 437-9680. So Mitch, when you find it and you hear it, I want you to come on the mic before you edit it. I want to hear how sad you are before we do that. I also need to remind everybody that Governor Beshear at 5 o'clock on 93.9 The Ville. Well, the mixtape, 5:30 tomorrow. Cannot wait to get that going. As Mitch finds that, because I don't think this is worth harping, and I heard Locke talk a little bit about it today. I don't know how much Mabe and Rummage talked about it. I'm not sure Louisville fans, it registered with them. I brought it up last week as it pertains to Olivier Saar. That where was Louisville in like in any of this? And I don't know if they reached out. It was said that Duke was there. Duke. Who else was it? Duke
it was
and
like
who?
Duke, Kansas. I mean, it was
and somebody else.
Yeah, some big time programs.
Yeah, I just when everyone says, "Well, you know," and Locke made this point. He's not wrong, and we have made this point. Well, it's more important for Kentucky, and I agree. Okay, but don't Louisville fans feel like they have an elite point guard going into the season? Do Louisville fans feel like someone like Samuel Williamson is going to take a step forward? Do you not think that Carly Jones is good? Are you not fine with Malik Williams? So I'm giving you like four of the five starting positions, and right. It's like one of those things where, listen, we had fun with the segment where I was like, you know, Chris Mack needs to go get this kid because, A, they need him, and, B, it would be a great shot, as it was just assumed, and rightfully so, by the way, unlike Matt Harms, that he was just going to go to Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And Chris Mack, like, they still need a guy. Mm-hmm. They still need a front court player. Like, the one thing that I would have fought Locke on today was he's like, well, you know, and I guess maybe, you know, if you compare him to Kentucky, they're, quote, fine in the front court. But Malik Williams is not a dynamic talker. He's a defensive player. He's a communicator. He's a leader. But he's not a guy that's 15 to 10 every night. He's a listen, he is a fine player.
Yes.
He should be starting. He has turned himself into having a nice career here at U of L, okay? But that's not... There's still room to play next to him. That would
right.
be like, well, you know, you really don't want Olivier Saar. It's like the people say, well, I mean, why would you ever want Kerry Blackshear? You have Nick Richards have a good season. Yeah. Right. How about have both of them so you look more like the teams that were really good who had guys like Karl Anthony Towns and Willie Cauley-Stein next to each other? Do people not remember Terrence Jones and Anthony Davis?
How awesome that
was.
Yeah,
I mean, do people not remember these things? And so I don't really think there's a segment here other than just to throw it out there that I guess U of L did not reach out. Nothing has been put out there that they did in any sort of way. And I don't know if Louisville fans are disappointed in that. I mean, what I think is that this was a done deal.
Mm. I mean, this
was a done deal. And Steve Forbes is pissed off probably. He thinks Kentucky was in there before, you know, he got the job, between he got the job and when Danny Manning was fired, however many days or week or whatever the hell that was.
Sure.
And he probably, I don't want to say tampering, but he probably knows that, you know, Cal and company were in there waiting, ready with open arms for Olivier Saar, whether that's true or not. And it's just one of those things where, like, Louisville still, with one roster spot, mm-hmm. has a lot to gain. Kentucky, if they get Olivier Saar locked in, ready to go, gets the waiver from the NCAA, I mean, Kentucky with a big win, there is still something out there for U of L, but I don't know how to talk about it because every time Kentucky, Louisville's much, much quieter about this, okay?
Yes.
And Kentucky is all sorts of leaks over there. But it's almost a notion, though, that when some of these grad transfers come, it's like, Kentucky. Like, we talk about it from a Kentucky viewpoint, and it's not because we're going to talk more Kentucky here occasionally. It's because there's not a Louisville angle to this. And I brought it up last week. Hey, Chris Mack, or 2 weeks ago, go get this kid, take him away from Cal. And it sounds like it was a done deal. And Louisville still has something to gain with that one roster spot.
Absolutely. Well, there, as many questions as Kentucky had at the post, I would say Louisville's not that far ahead of them in that regard. I mean, yes, they have Malik Williams, and he by the end of that season, he had replaced Stephen Enoch as like the go-to guy in that position. He was playing more minutes. He was producing more, both defensively and offensively. But outside of him, what do you know about Aiden Gahan? What do you know about Jalen Withers? What do you know about these guys? Do you have a good grasp on how good they are? Are they going to be ready? I mean, we talked about Aiden Gahan before the season started. Yeah, by the end of the season, he should be between, you know, 5, maybe 10 minutes per game. He didn't play at all. He did not play at all. So how do you know he's good? How do you know Jalen Withers is good? You didn't see him play either. So I think there's as many questions on Louisville's post-play front court as there were on Kentucky's. Kentucky just answered the question with Olivier Saar. Now you have a starting center. Now you have a guy in Keon Brooks who played last year coming back as a sophomore. They answered their questions. Louisville still has questions at that position.
I mean, they do, and I just there is to me a big option to play there. Like, they can still add, if they even added someone who was 12, 13 minutes a game,
yeah,
and was, you know, 6-7 points and 4 or 5 rebounds and could pick up defensively to do what Chris Mack, that would provide value, given that outside of Malik Williams, there's just unknowns. Again, not that these guys can't be good, but it's all about unknowns. The radio host was a Josh Graham at Wake Forest there in Winston-Salem, is now done with his guest.
Okay.
So we need to have Round Daddy called it. Is he at break yet, Mitch?
No, he's talking about Seinfeld stand-up. Also, text line, total liars, by the way.
All right, go ahead and play it.
For the Cards, they've offered class of 2021 shooting guard Isaac McNeely. McNeely's a 4-star recruit.
Right, play it again.
For the Cards, they've offered class of 2021 shooting guard
Isaac. No, you're good. Yep, you're
it's
good.
A little bit on the,
no,
on the
he's
edge,
good.
But at
he's
the second
good.
The second run
as clearly shooting.
He's good.
Yes.
Texas says, did you guys see A. Nagahan's Instagram video yesterday? He said it was the first time he shot a basketball in 3 months. Listen, I had people send it to me, but I don't know how accurate it is. Like,
right.
And when I say that, I don't know if it was recent. I'm having to trust the internet, not even the internet, Twitter and the text line.
Yes.
That's what I'm having to do here. So.
Yeah, I agree.
Do we want to take a quick break here, Mitch? What do you want to do? Quick break for Strebel to call?
Yeah, like how quick are we thinking?
Well, like soon here, or like a couple-minute break.
Okay,
just
yeah,
so we can clear some spots just in case, because I don't know the unpredictability of what is getting ready to happen. You understand what I'm saying? All right, so Round Daddy's going to call in to Winston-Salem Sports Radio, and we hope to connect and do that next here on The Take.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Yeah.
Kiki's got a new photo.
Oh, good.
You ready for this?
Oh. And James Strebel.
Not a lot left to the imagination there. Yes, this is...
on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, there he goes, Mitch. Round Daddy is now making the call to Winston-Salem Radio.
All right, he just went to break, so.
Okay, that's fine. He's going to have to be on hold for a few minutes, so he's got 4 or 5 minutes there. That's good. In fact, or what should we do?
Hey, Round Daddy.
Let's see if they put him on hold. He's going to be on hold for a few moments. All right, so Andy Sweeney back with you. I'll be flying solo here for a couple minutes. Rick Bozich going to join us at 5:30. He's from WDRB. We've done a lot of nonsense today, but obviously the Olivier Saar stuff is something that does matter, and it is something that we will be talking a lot about as we go. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Just quickly, and Mitch, I'll get your thoughts on this. I don't know. I got thinking about Louisville, and I got thinking about the NCAA, and again, my thoughts have not changed, that I think, you know, a one-season ban from the tournament, I mean, it's going to suck. If you can just keep it to that, then you're going to be, I don't want to say in good shape, but you have stopped the bleeding, you have, you know, kind of stopped things, and I think that is what Louisville's is, to try to stop some of the disaster. But I got thinking, and I've heard a lot about this, and I don't know the answer. I'm just posing the other side of it, and that is this independent arm now of the NCAA. Instead of the, obviously, the infractions case, you look at Memphis, it has went to the independent accountability resolution process. Okay, and so obviously this is something new that I believe came up in the Rice Commission, that there needs to be an independent look at some of these things. And, of course, you know, the NFL has had to kind of give in. By the way, Round Daddy's telling us that they're not picking up right now. So I don't know. I need to go get him. I can't leave unless, Mitch, you just want to talk about noodling here.
Hey, just tell him to keep calling.
Well, I don't know. I'm on the air. I'm trying to give a take about the IRAP. What do you want me to do? You text him. So anyway, you know, a lot of people believe that the NCAA, when they go, the NCAA is going to rule against you. There's a lot of people that believe that. And that is why Memphis, and that is why NC State, and that is why U of L, all many people believe, and we know with Memphis, and we know we believe, I think, with NC State and Louisville, I mean, everyone thinks that that is the where this eventually, at some point, is probably going to go. And so everyone thinks if you go to this independent accountability resolution process, the IARP, that this is going to be some saving grace for universities, that they're going to get a shoulder to cry on by going to an independent person, right? And I just don't know if that is the case. It might be, but that's how it's being talked about, for me at least, is when I hear conversations about the IARP, this independent accountability resolution process, a different process, okay, a new process that we don't know anything about other than, well, it's made up with lawyers. You know, it's made up with a bunch of smart people who aren't tied in any way to what the NCAA, like, they have to be beholden. Many people believe, well, you know, in the punishment phase, it's not like they're going to overturn it because it's still the NCAA saying bleep you to other people within the NCAA. It's why the NFL had to go out and has had independent arbitrators and everything else, okay? So what I find interesting about it is everyone is in this. I don't want to call it a sheep mode, but I haven't heard the other side of the conversation that I'm not sure we should just consider that U of L or NC State or Kansas or Memphis or anybody else going to the IARP is going to cure their ills. And I guess I feel a little bit that is the notion. By the way, my dog's trying to sneak on me. Hang on, Mitch. Fill the time.
All right, so Strebel is currently on hold with Josh Graham, the NC radio guy down there that is waging war with BBN. I'm listening in my ear. He is currently on hold.
All right,
I don't have any faith in Strebel at all.
Okay,
I'll
so
be quite honest.
So James is
Strebel.
On hold.
I think he's going to choke, but we will see.
I'm back.
Do I still need to pander?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm back. Did you not hear me?
Oh, no. I can't hear you when my mic's on, and I got him in queue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good point. All right. So James is on hold. Are they back from break right now? As he calls
yes,
in.
Yes, he's talking about BBN right now, so he might take
all right,
James.
So let's
call.
Go. Let's go out live to Winston-Salem Radio. No, let's go out to it right now. Let's go.
PTI, to USA Today, to ESPN, all over the place. That's apparently our crime. I listened to their show. I made fun of it a little bit. We spent 10 minutes there. 10 minutes on their show in a four-hour show. We do 4 hours here. They do, too. They spent over half their show talking about us. So, if you want to say that I look like the little boy from Jerry Maguire, fine. You want to criticize my face, say I look like Drew Carey, I accept that. And if you want to criticize my voice, knock yourself out. That's fair game. What's not fair game is arguing that this show is irrelevant. I take exception to that. At least.
Oh, brother.
It's irrelevant to hear it from Kentucky Sports Radio. Because, again, this guy admitted on Twitter that he listened to my show for an hour.
James has got to be
I couldn't
so
get through 10 minutes.
Listening to this. It's
back-to-back
him.
Days. He tweeted me twice last night.
Turn it down just a second. This is Josh. Not Josh Christopher. What's his name?
Josh Graham.
Winston-Salem Radio there. I need to get the exact attribution. He took a shot at BBN. He took a shot at Matt Jones. We have had Round Daddy call in to back his guy, Matt, and to back BBN. Let's go back out live to Winston-Salem Sports Radio.
My show, it created the national headlines this week.
This guy's
not that show.
Mitch.
PTI, highly questionable, USA Today, etc. You played sound from my show yesterday. You played sound from my show this morning. You should be thanking me for all the content I've been giving you and your cronies. That's it.
Cronies.
Calling me irrelevant. I put our content and our market up against Kentucky any point. Anywhere in Kentucky. You got UK. That's all you got. That's why you're a Homer radio station. I get it. And I am really struggling with this because I get a lot of people on Twitter. They care, but most of the audience doesn't. And they might not even know what's happening because 15% of people who listen to the radio have a Twitter account. So if I'm talking and being too self-indulgent, my apologies to those people. We'll move on quickly.
I have no faith.
But we've got the ACC Big Four to cover. I don't just cover Wake Forest. We had Luke May on the show last hour. We cover Duke. We cover NC State.
I'm in tears.
I mean, we got pro sports teams. You guys have the Lexington Legends. That's fine. I like minor league baseball. But don't try to compare our markets and say it's the same thing. It just isn't. I'll put our guest up against the guest that you've had in the last month, what we've had in the last week.
Well, you have Jack
Matt Rule, Roy Williams, Bruce Pearl, Lincoln Riley tomorrow, Luke May today. They don't do irrelevant. It's stupid to suggest otherwise. And on top of that, what's it say about your radio show if you're going to let an irrelevant sports talk host take over more than half your show? 2 hours, spending over an hour on it.
Round Daddy's going to get crushed. Mitch.
336-777-1600, the number on Twitter at Sports Hub Triad. We haven't gone to the phones all day. I think I will. Let's go to, what's this guy's name?
That's a good question. I should have wrote it down.
Oh, so it's definitely a Kentucky fan. Let's go to a Kentucky fan who wants to pick my brain on Olivier Saar. Now, do you want to yell at me or do you want to actually learn about Olivier Saar? Because I can help you on that.
No, I'm not going to yell at you. Hi, Josh. My name is James. My apologies for all the BBN people that are making fun of the way you look, because we shouldn't do appearance-based radio. I wouldn't do that to you.
I'm not doing it the other way.
Of course, absolutely, and thank you for being relevant. But my question is, why are you so upset at Olivier Saar and what he did? What happened? Why the frustration and the angst? Because like Olivier Saar, you could also be brought up to the big leagues. I mean, you come to host a show here in Kentucky. I mean, he obviously jumped from Wake Forest, which is a nothing program, and Kentucky beat them 5 straight times and by a margin of error of wins of 30 points, and they've ended every time Kentucky meets Wake Forest in the tournament, Kentucky beats Wake Forest. So I know you want to be relevant, but when you cover irrelevant programs, it's hard to call yourself relevant.
Hey, let me ask you this. Hey, let me ask you this real quick, James. James, real quick. Christ. Last time Kentucky played North Carolina, what happened? What about the last time they played Duke?
No, this is Wake Forest.
I cover all of them, you idiot. Get out of here. My program.
I love seeing you get so riled up.
My program.
Oh. Yes.
What do people think I do? You think I'm employed by Wake Forest? Come on. We got Winston-Salem. We got Greensboro. The ACC tournament was here. We got all these teams here. My program. I'm not upset Olivier Saar left. We thought he was going to be leaving for months. It's nothing new that Olivier Saar might be leaving Wake Forest.
There it is. There it is. Round Daddy gets it. He's here. He's back. The Sports Hub Triad. That's what it was. Hang on, let me turn you back up. Go ahead. There you are.
I thought I did pretty well.
Yeah, I like it. You slow rolled him. You buttered him up a little bit. Then you hit him with a couple haymakers. I was worried about.
Yeah.
You won that. He called you an idiot, then ran you. That's why you won.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But when he was setting up and crushing Matt, I was worried. Mitch, you were worried too.
Yes, I was.
Dude, I was like, Strebel's going to get buried. This guy is going to bury Strebel. And he ran you. Yeah, he did. That was perfectly sports radio.
Yes.
It's exactly what sports radio is all about. That's sports radio. It's fantastic.
I'm mad because the only reason I'm mad, I'm very pleased with my performance. What I'm mad about is he ran you before I could say, you know, you do a show from a city that's named after cigarettes. That was one of my lines. And I didn't get to use it. I didn't get to use it. Winston-Salem cigarettes. Oh.
Did you not give them your name?
I said, yeah. James. I did. I said James from.
The producer just forgot it. Well,
yes.
Nice
said
producer there.
Well, he was like.
You didn't say Round Daddy.
I didn't say Round Daddy because I figured if I said Round Daddy BBN, he wouldn't have put me on. I wanted to get on. And do the damn thing, as the kids say.
Right. So, if you say Round Daddy, does he let you on? Right.
Exactly. Like he's clearly vetting the call because he was like, he asked me what my name is and what I want to talk about. I said I'm James. I want to talk about Olivier Saar. He paused and he came back. He's like, what exactly do you want to talk about Olivier Saar for? Like, why?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, well, I'm a Kentucky fan. I just want to pick his brain about Olivier Saar.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right,
and he's like, oh, yeah, perfect. Yeah, we'll get you right
on. Oh, that's great. That guy just upped the ante. That's fantastic. That's sports radio.
Yeah, I'm very.
Look at you guys. He was doing sports radio. You were doing sports radio. Good job.
I'm very pleased.
Good job. You should be. Look at you are. You're happy.
Yeah, and I don't dislike him. I found everything enjoyable.
Well, don't
the entire
suck up
experience.
To him. Don't DM him and say, that was me. We were playing a joke. Let's just let the joke sit.
Yes.
And then if Olivier Saar just balls out for Kentucky, you call back in.
Sure.
And you do it again.
Yeah,
there
I'm not
going
to reach out to him. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just got to make sure.
Absolutely.
We thought you were sucking up at first, which also would have been a great failure by you, which would have been great content.
It was a slow play. I had to butter
him
up.
It was a slow play.
Because obviously he was prepared to get angry because he went from zero to 100 like that.
Yeah.
Boom.
He was ready. He was ready to go. There's absolutely no doubt he's been taking heat for 36 hours or whatever it is.
Yes.
And he's been taking heat from, Nolan Ryan, like Randy Johnson. And I mean that with Matty Bangs. He's assembled the crew, if you will.
Yeah.
And they're throwing heavy heaters. And they're throwing him right at. I mean, having
high and tight.
Having Luke May on is a great troll move.
It's
grade A.
Yes,
it's awesome.
I mean, that
it's awesome.
The guy that broke our hearts with. And then the next year he was good, but he didn't live up to those expectations.
Right.
Everyone's like, he's going to be.
That team was great.
First
that North Carolina team.
All-American.
He just fit with that team, and
he
that
did.
Is our Luke May discussion here on May the 7th. Let's take a break. We'll get the 5 o'clock hour going. Short break. Back at it here in a couple minutes. I want to get into Olivier Saar. We'll do that. Rick Bosich at 5:30. It's The Take on this Thursday on ESPN 680.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.